Shit! Did you see that?
Really enjoying watching a World Cup. One of the best ever. Wouldn't you agree?
Welcome everyone, this is a Hell Job session. As you can tell, Tom is here with me and is sounding more enthusiastic than usual about football. What's wrong with you?
It's not very engaging, is it?
No, people come here to be engaged and feel good about their week. You're not supposed to make people leave on a downer.
Well, I just speak what the people think.
So you're saying the voice of the people?
Yeah, that's why I'm...
Like Robin Hood?
It's just weird World Cup, isn't it?
Why do you think it's a weird World Cup?
Well, you've got 3 o'clock kickoffs in the morning, and then six,
but
nine,
that happens in other
12.
Tournaments.
Yeah, but it's just better when it's on your time zone, isn't it?
That's American arrogance, my friend.
It's just, it's hard to get into.
All the US games and England games are at lunchtime. Why do you care?
Fair. But it's just, I've not really got a buzz for it yet.
Well, you better pick it up, because we're already like 33% of the way through the tournament.
Knockouts incoming. It'll be good.
Do you know what? To be fair, though, the last round of group games, there's only two teams that are knocked out.
It's all to play for going into the finals, you're right, in the final playoff games.
Yeah,
group
it's
games.
Exciting, and they're all at the same time. You'll be excited tomorrow when US are playing at the same time as England, no?
When we're both drawing 0-0, and it's rubbish.
Yeah, rotten. Wales 1-0 up.
We'll lose 1-0 to Wales. USA will draw 0-0 with Iran.
But England will go through.
Yeah, what will happen with that? If USA draw, are Iran through?
Well, let's have a bit of catch up first before we get into the nuances of football.
Go on.
So what's going on?
Feeling a bit grotty.
Grotty?
Yeah.
What, we got a cold?
No, it's a bit... Actually, I'm interested to get your opinion on this. So I just had a salad.
Mm.
Got it from the grocery shop.
Which one?
Fries.
Okay.
So,
like the pre-made ones in the box?
Yeah, a little bit. It's like
okay.
A quick-made one.
Okay.
And... grab on the go. I've eaten about half of it, and then there's a big, dirty, dead bug, fly, something in it. And I was like, bleh.
That ruins it.
Yeah, I got a picture of it. You want to see it?
Nope.
So I can't tell what it is. That's the problem.
You take it back to the shop?
No, I didn't.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, look at that bugger on top of there. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, that's
disgusting.
Yeah, that's bad.
So anyway, so I've eaten half of that. So now I just feel really like...
It just ruins it, doesn't it? It's like when you get a hair, you've been enjoying a meal, there's just a massive hair in it, and then every other bite tastes like hair.
It wasn't like I was eating a salad because I was enjoying it. I'm trying to, you know, trim down in that.
Lean so, out for the winter.
Yeah, so it's turned me right off salads now. So there goes my weight loss plan.
Yeah, now it's just a good excuse to go back to burritos.
So yeah, it's fucking... so I'm just a little bit like... Ooh. I've half convinced myself I'm going to have food poisoning.
Oh, okay.
It's in my head. Oh, bit of a hypochondriac.
What kind of salad was it?
A Caesar.
You're not getting food poisoning from a Caesar salad.
Well, it depends what that rotten little bug was.
Was there chicken in it?
No.
You'll be fine then.
I don't know.
People eat bugs nowadays.
If I'm shitting myself during training tonight, well, no.
Have you seen, like, there's a lot of people or companies selling, like, crickets and, like, chocolate-covered crickets and
disgusting.
Stuff like that?
Yeah.
So maybe that was part of the salad.
Brilliant. Just a little bit of seasoning.
A couple of fucking June bugs.
Crusty bug. Lovely. So that's where I'm at, mate. Yeah.
Good.
Going well.
Yeah, so just that, amazing.
That on the back end of a mixture of 12 Guinnesses, a bunch of lagers.
That was on Friday.
We done a couple of Jameson shots, didn't we?
Are you still feeling it?
Oh, well, it was on Friday was on the back of Thursday, wasn't it?
Oh, which I was Thanksgiving. Thursday, yeah.
That's what I did.
So you want to, 2 days aggressive.
2 days, too much.
Especially because you don't drink very often.
Not at all.
So when you do a 2 day, it's like your body and your brain are sort of, that's why you feel grim. It's not to do with your dodgy salad.
It's my brain.
Yeah.
You're foggy.
Hypochondriac. I'm going to die. Guess what? We all are.
You'll feel bad if I do die, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't. No. I actually wouldn't.
Just do the pod on your own.
I'd switch the format to a grieving pod. And it would just be about you dying.
Grieving?
Yeah, grieving.
Is that a thing?
Grieving? Of course grieving's a thing.
Grieving's a thing.
Well, that's what your question was.
Well, I'm just saying it was a grieving pod.
Yeah, it would just be me talking about you. I just talk about you. What's the thing you do when someone dies?
You know what you could do?
What?
You're talking about wake.
You know, a eulogy.
You know what you could do?
The podcast would be a hurdle eulogy.
There's probably enough voice footage recording of my voice that you could probably send it to a computer and they could make it into an AI and it would say whatever you want it to say.
And it'd probably be way better. Yeah. The insight would be fucking way better. AI would
more intelligent.
Yeah, AI would spell all kinds of... Like, we can barely form sentences.
What we need to do is outsource this. Get our voices into AI.
All
then we can just kick back and fuck off.
All human entertainment is going out the window.
Yeah.
I listened to this AI song the other day.
An AI song?
It was a piece of classical music against some orchestra in San Francisco. And there was not professors, but there were musical experts, right? Mm-hmm. They're into classical music, and they played these two tracks, and none of them could tell which was the human and which was the AI. AI had made up the song. It wasn't like Mozart or something.
The AI wrote its own song.
Yes.
Brilliant.
So I think it's only a matter of time before AI has a number one track with voice and everything. Like, an AI artist will be number one in the charts. I
hate that.
Do you?
Yeah, I do hate it.
I quite like it.
Actually, I shouldn't say that on digital record.
I know.
Because the AI will know I've said it.
Said it, and now while you said that, it's created a podcast called A Healthy, Better Obsession, and it's putting you out of a job.
It's going to kill me.
Joke's on you, mates. We're not getting paid.
Yeah.
Well, ideally we will be, but...
One day.
Well, if more people download and share the podcast.
Yeah. Is it going anywhere?
No, we're plateaued. Actually, no, we got a spike last week with the World Cup.
World Cup's on. A lot of people are watching, not listening.
Yeah, well, no, people did. We did get more downloads last week.
Yeah.
And especially around the Dean episode, which is annoying.
Bizarre.
Yeah, bizarre.
Hmm.
Well, because I think he's got a footprint in Ireland. So, yeah, AI's going to take over. Entertainment's doomed. Football may be doomed.
And I've got food poisoning.
And you're going to die. Yeah. And this is going to turn into the Tom Hurdle eulogy podcast.
I like it. Should we do a little bit of World Cup talk?
I'll invite everyone on that's known you. And, like, I'll have an episode with everyone that's known you.
Jesus. About three friends.
Jesus knew you.
He knows everyone.
Does he?
Or is that God?
I think that's God.
I don't know. Aren't they connected?
I think God's connected to everyone.
I've been watching this rubbish Netflix show.
Why?
It's about an air manifest. It's a plane that goes down. It's the worst acting ever.
I haven't seen the show. I've seen it. Pam's watching it.
Awful, awful acting. But the plot of it's all right.
Hmm.
And it's all connected.
Right. But you don't... But you think it's a terrible show, but you're still watching it.
I ain't got a choice. Mrs. watches it.
Fair dues.
Yep.
Do you want to run it back on the World Cup?
Yeah, let's have a little World Cup look.
First of all, need to say a little thank you to everyone that came and watched the game with us last week, don't we?
Yeah, apologise for the shit game, but thanks for coming and watching with us.
Well, before we talk about the game, just thanks to everyone that joined in, and we're meeting tomorrow, Tuesday, if anyone's in Phoenix. They'll have the bar, we'll have the Brick and Barley in Tempe, we'll have the England game and the USA game on different TVs.
Smart.
So if anyone wants to come down, get a bit of lunch, they'll have some food specials.
Good food there.
Yeah, the food is good. And if drinking on Tuesday at lunchtime's your thing, I mean... Pop in $5 drinks.
Oh, happy days.
Yeah. Afternoon's written off.
Okay, yeah, it's done.
Yeah, it's over.
Cancel it.
Yeah, especially when USA cruise through.
Are they going to cruise? Oh, we'll get there.
Let's back up. All right, so where did we leave off last week? I'm pretty sure we got through
Argentina, maybe. Lost South Korea.
Yeah, Belgium are beating Canada. Why don't we pick up with the Wales game? That was on Friday. We'll start on Friday.
Okay.
So Wales started very early Friday morning, and they got beat by Iran. Tom, Wales, is that just a cooked cat now? Or are they just spent force? Gareth Bale even looks slow, and I never thought that'd happen.
How old is he now? He's old enough, isn't he?
He's 35.
He's got his World Cup goal.
He's got his World Cup goal. He's won about 8 Champions League medals.
Nothing with Spurs,
and an LAFC MLS Cup.
So what do they need to do? They need to beat England 4-0 and hope that USA draw with Iran, is that right?
Yeah, USA have to take something off Iran, and they have to beat England 4-0 by a spread of 4.
But if USA win, Wales are out, so it needs to be a draw.
Correct.
And win 4-0 against England.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, is it?
No.
I just don't. There's no way.
There's no chance.
It's just not going to happen.
Wales beating Robbie Savage today compared Wales beating England 4-0 to bet bigger than Leicester winning the Premier League if it happens.
I don't believe that. Because that's over a course of a season. Yeah. A one-off game could happen, but it's not going to happen.
4-0.
Yeah. Don't see. I think Wales are done.
So if Iran, let's talk about the USA game tomorrow because no, let's back up. We're all over the place here.
You are.
USA versus England was later that day. What did you think of the match?
It's a bit pathetic, wasn't it?
It was a bit of a wet blanket. It was a very bad game.
It was as expected from Gareth Southgate.
Why though? Why? Drives me crazy.
He knew if we didn't lose the game, he knew that if we don't lose, so if we win, we're through. If you don't lose, you get a point. The point guaranteed us to have to only lose 4-0 to Wales to be out, or would have to lose 4-0. So he's going, you know what? I'll take the odds of that.
Are you saying that because the number of goals we scored against Iran?
Yeah, he knows that mathematically. He doesn't add. He didn't. What he couldn't do was risk it, and we lose to the US.
Risk
so I think
the
he
biscuit.
Played. I think he played it very safe, and basically he put us into the second round.
It's depressing, isn't it?
It's depressing. It's boring. I'm a big believer in momentum. Play good football and continue to play good football. But he's the England manager, and I'm not. So, and we're basically out of group.
I feel let down that probably one, at least one, maybe two of the best English footballers are not even getting on the pitch.
We're talking about Foden?
Definitely Foden, for sure.
TAA,
I think, is great going forward, but Grealish didn't play much.
I would have brought both on against the States.
Why wouldn't he play Foden? Because he's doing what he did in the last tournament, just saving him, and then it's like you play 5 minutes in the quarters, and by then it's like you can't get into the tournament.
It's a strange one for me. I'd expect Foden to start tomorrow against Wales.
Hope so.
I don't see how he wouldn't.
The fact that England do this with every technically gifted player that we get, and we just like cast them aside and don't use them properly, but he's good enough for Pep Guardiola and City.
The problem is we're talking about Stein Henderson as well, so he's going to have to play with fucking Hendo, which is not going to be good.
It's bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is bad.
So
that Wales game's going to be a mess.
So England-USA game was not pretty, but it was exactly what needed to be done to get us through, hopefully. I mean, but again, if we lose 4-0 tomorrow, we don't deserve to go through, but it basically put us over the line.
So let's go over to USA. How do you think they went about the game? What did you make of their setup?
They were solid, weren't they?
They were very solid.
I felt like we never really threatened them. We didn't look like scoring, really.
Don't remember a key chance.
Not really.
I'm just looking at my notes here, and there's no key chance noted down.
He's looking at a tablecloth and the back of his hand. I felt like Kane. I remember Kane had a good chance from a pullback in the first half. I think Mason Mount had a shot right at the end of the half.
Pulisic at the bar
for them. But that was really it. It wasn't much in it. So probably talked about it for too long already.
I was watching the game and all I could think of was I looked around the bar and most people there I recognise and they like football, right? They're there. But there's still a lot of USA fans that will have watched that game. Like a lad I know is not a soccer fan and he commented on Facebook later in the day. He's like, this is why people hate soccer. He's like, I just watched this game for 90 minutes and it was
nothing.
Awful. He's like, he just reminded me why I hate soccer. I'm like, yeah, it's like 20 million viewers for this game and it was the worst possible poster for entertainment ever.
It's never been a good game, England-USA.
It's not. The World Cup 2010 was shit, wasn't it?
Rubbish.
Sweaty little nil-nil. Oh, it was 1-1, wasn't it?
1-1, yeah. Rob Green threw it in his own goal.
Yeah, so it was a disappointing affair. It was hoping for a bit of blood and thunder, but I guess it's just not going to be what the game is. Someone made a funny comment as well that taking the piss out of England, saying, imagine if England got their best NFL team together and came and played NFL. I thought it was just funny because the comparison of it being our sport and their sport. Can you imagine that though? Set of, like England trying to put their best NFL team together and playing like an NFL All-Star team.
We'd get crushed.
So why are we crushing Team USA, Tom? Embarrassing.
Not got an answer.
Supposed to. You're an expert correspondent.
No, I'm not.
All right. So USA Iran. I think this is a banana peel.
I have a little sneaky feeling Iran might get a result.
I do as well, especially considering the geopolitical climate, Tom. US have already thrown a bit of shade with some flag controversy in the lead up to the game.
US social media might be getting fired after this one.
Yeah.
Eesh. Poked the bear.
I think this is a tough game. Iran will have the wind in their sails after that Wales win.
I said it before the World Cup. Iran are a good team. They did very, very well in qualifying. And I think the way they played against Wales, they could have beaten Wales by 5 or 6.
Qatar, Dean was in Qatar, and he said that one of the best things about the Wales and Iran game they went to was Iran are there in numbers. He's like, they are massively supported and they're all having a great time.
Mm.
So that's also something they've got going for them.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of Americans there as well, though.
Yeah, but they're not going to outnumber the Iranians, are they?
Probably not, no.
It's nearly a home game for
Iran.
Fair
point.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I think it could be a banana skin for the States. I think the States, 2 draws... I mean, they've got to throw the sink at it now.
They have to win.
It's going to be a wild game.
Yeah,
I think it'll be back and forwards.
They have to win the game, right? Because the draw is not good for them. Because that put Iran on four, right?
So they have to win.
Mm.
Will they win? We'll see.
Elsewhere, Qatar are out.
Yeah, absolute belly flop. Rubbish.
Senegal smashed them 3-1 on Friday. Netherlands 1-1 with Ecuador. That was actually a good game.
Decent. Surprise with the Dutch. Switch. Yeah.
The Dutch can end up winning the tournament.
No, they're not.
Slow start, and they're just going to go on fire in the knockouts because they look really slow and stodgy.
Yeah, they're not a threat yet.
Speaking of slow and stodgy, Mexico.
Yeah.
Mexico lost to Argentina 2-0. Lionel Messi popped his Qatar cherry. Talk of Messi signing a deal with Miami today, Tom.
Yeah, I've heard that going around. I can't imagine that's happening during the World Cup. So
the end of the season.
Yeah.
Finish for PSG, win the Champions League, and then off to Miami.
World Cup, Champions League, Miami.
Yeah.
As you do.
Nice little 6 months.
I'll be interested to see if that actually happens.
What did you make of Mexico?
I thought they were poor.
They've been awful.
They played really defensive, boring. Like, I get it. Against Argentina, you've already... Did Mexico lose the first game? Or they got a point?
They tied with Poland.
So you've got to think... They did exactly what you might do if you were in their shoes. 0-0 at halftime, they made it a really... It's quite a physical, chippy game, wasn't it?
It was. And that's to be expected.
Yeah, of course it is. And then... Really, it didn't look like Argentina were going to get anything out of it until the Messi goal.
And imagine leaving Lionel Messi 20 yards out unmarked to wind up.
Absolute punishment.
Wicked. Yeah. Nice one.
But they went to sleep for half a second. It was half a second. It's in the back of your net.
Yeah.
And then from there, I never thought Mexico would score a goal. No. It was never going to
happen. They haven't looked like a little tournament.
No.
So now they're actually not done yet.
No, they're not out.
So they've got to beat Saudi Arabia, who lost. They did not... after all the... celebrating around beating Argentina, Poland beat them 2-0. Mm. So now it's Mexico obviously need to beat Saudi Arabia, but they are relying on other results.
Basically, if Mexico beat Saudi Arabia and Poland beat Argentina, Mexico through.
Mm.
But that's 2 big results that need to happen. Yeah. And I think Saudi Arabia are unlucky against Poland. I think, is it Szczesny, the goalkeeper?
Yeah.
Had an absolute worldie of a performance against Saudi Arabia.
You would, it sounds kind of crazy to say, but you'd fancy Saudi Arabia against Mexico right now.
Saudi Arabia are a better team than Mexico right now.
Right now.
Without a doubt.
And they'll still feel the high of the Argentina game. And Saudi Arabia are going to have a lot of fans there as well.
And they're all getting what is the fancy car? Is it Bentleys? Or are they getting something that Saudi princes get them all? Cars to celebrate beating Argentina.
It's nice, isn't it?
Maybe should have held that for the end of the group.
Yeah, maybe just get through first.
Bring it back.
Yeah. All right. Same day, France beat Denmark. It was called the Mbappe Show. Got himself a nice brace.
I hated that. They were having a riot. The Fox Sports presenters.
Mate, they were on his job.
You're loving him.
They were loving him.
How good is he on Mbappe Show? This and that. And I'm like, all right, he scored. The second goal wasn't great. It was just an unbelievable ball from Griezmann. Couldn't miss from there.
Right, Griezmann's ball was good, but there's definitely a love in for Mbappe right now, isn't there?
And I don't think they were that much better than Denmark. In all reality, I didn't watch the French and go, oh, I wouldn't want to play them. Like, I don't think there is a team this year so far that I think, oh, I'd stay away from them. Like, they're really, really the real deal. It's more kind of the banana skins for me. Like, Saudi, honestly, Saudi Arabia, I wouldn't want England to play. I think they play with freedom and they're just wild.
So, elsewhere in this group, Australia got a big win against Tunisia. So, now, going into that last game, Denmark can still go through, but they're banking on France.
Beating Australia. I think it could happen. I think Denmark beat Tunisia and I think France beat Australia. But you also think Tunisia might be going... Imagine Tunisia beat Denmark and France beat Australia. Right. It's Tunisia through.
Easy peasy.
It's possible.
What were you
worried
about?
There's so many open doors right now.
And then,
I'm starting to get excited about this World Cup again.
See, we just had to talk about it. It's because you've been in a dark place for a couple of days.
Lonely hungover Tom.
Yeah, and now we're talking about football. You're excited again.
Bringing me back out the top.
Here we go. Group C was, as we were just talking about, Poland are on 4, Argentina are on 3, Saudi Arabia on 3, and Mexico on 1. So that's also wide open going into that end of that one. What else have we got going down?
Spain, Japan, Costa Rica, and Germany.
So let's talk about the games the day after that. So we had Belgium. There was riots. Did you say there were rioting in Brussels?
Well, it's because the Moroccans won, didn't they?
After the Morocco game,
flipping cars and all sorts.
All sorts getting set on fire.
Madmen.
Not good, is it?
Well, you know.
They are just an old. They look like an old team.
Belgium.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a bit of, I might be wrong, wasn't there a bit of back and forth where De Bruyne had said something about like the back line's tired or old?
Yeah.
And then Vertonghen said,
we can't win it, we're old.
Yeah, and Vertonghen said something about, well, maybe it's the front that's not very good at it in the back of the net either. Like they're having a bit of a...
They're already having a Barney.
Like it.
So Belgium are still in right now, but Canada, after an amazing start, Alfonso Davies bullet header got absolutely schooled by Croatia.
Ow. Absolutely dead and buried.
Going home.
God, and for a minute or two, they looked like they might have a chance.
They looked okay for the first six seconds.
What do you make of the manager, is it Herdman, making comments about Croatia? See the newspaper article?
Yeah, they're slagging him off.
Well, they basically said if your ball's as big as your mouth.
Yeah, I was a bit early for that.
It was a strange thing for him to say. What did he say? He told his players that they're going to F Croatia. Probably not what I would say about the previous World Cup finalists.
Also forgetting Croatia are a really good team.
Yeah, it's a bit of a strange one. I think he got carried away there.
Canada, they got schooled. It's night and day between those two.
4-1.
4-1, yeah.
Comfortable.
Japan absolutely shagged me and then last man standing and many others losing to Costa Rica after beating Germany. What's that all about?
Absolutely bottled it.
Well, they're fucking cleaning the ground up as well.
Unreal, isn't it?
Fucks, can we worry more about fucking football matches?
Can't be losing to Costa Rica after beating Germany.
Come on.
Scandalous.
That is bad.
It's really scandalous.
That is really
bad.
You've
got to be fuming if you're the Japanese manager. You're like, fucking hell, lads. We've just done the Germans and you can't beat Costa Rica.
Who just got beat 7-0 by Spain.
Yeah, come on,
so
lads.
Now Japan are banking on something against Spain.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, Costa Rica haven't got an absolute chance because of the goal difference. So it's pointless, unless they win. But,
yeah, unless they beat Germany.
Yeah.
So in that group, it's Spain top on 4, Japan are on 3, Costa Rica on 3, Germany bottom of the group on 1.
Mental. But that
Germany
was a game.
Will still go through.
What would you make of that game?
Germany and Spain?
Yeah.
I thought it was a good game.
I've seen a lot of people like, oh, you know, this is a clinic on how to play football. I didn't watch it and go, this is like savoury football, is it?
No. I think the Germans are missing something, but I can't really put my finger on what. Because they've got a lot of talent in the squad, but there's something off.
Yeah, they're just a bit bland, aren't they?
They are a bit bland.
Bland is the word.
Missing a bit of flavour.
Mm.
Spain have got a lot of that, though.
Do you think the Spanish are contenders for this World Cup?
Yeah, definitely. Who would you say after this, as we're coming up to the end of the groups, who would you say is top four?
Top four?
Yeah.
Honestly?
Yeah. Yeah, no lie, mate.
I think you've got to go. I think the Spanish are there. I do think the French will be there or thereabouts.
Mm.
I don't want to just go. Probably the Brazilians. I think they'll be really. They've got a bit going for them right now with two wins. I'm going to have to put England in the mix, to be honest with you. I think England are one of them.
In the four?
Yeah, I think we're in the four.
It's weird to say. It's not like, it doesn't feel like a marquee tournament where it's like, if World Cups of like bygone era.
There's not a clear top dog for me.
You don't think France?
I don't know. I don't think they're just a clear top dog.
So let's have a quick look at today. There was a lot of goals early on today. Cameroon 3, Serbia 3. That was a thriller.
What a mental game of football.
And then South Korea and Ghana was also Korea are a very emotional team. South Korea, they play with their hearts on their sleeves. They were crying at the end. The fans are crying, but I think they're still in the tournament.
Did you see why? See what happened at the end?
Yeah, but what are they getting so upset about?
Well, let's talk about it. So the manager, Bento...
Yeah, he got sent off.
Got sent off.
Right.
They've won a corner in the 110th minute.
But it was the 111th minute.
And there was 110 minutes of play. Mm. But I think he did this at the end of the first half. I think he allowed Ghana to take a free kick, a corner.
Who was the ref? Anthony Taylor.
Anthony Taylor. Good old Prem representation.
What do you think about that?
So it's a hard one because it was over time.
Right.
But for me, there is that unwritten rule that you let the phase of attack finish. And it's like, because let's say a header gets cleared and the guy picks up the edge of the box and he's about to cross it, you never blow the whistle then.
But you gave him the attack. They had the attack.
And they won a corner.
They ballsed it and he gave him a corner.
But they won a corner, which is still a phase of attack.
But they already ballsed the attack.
Yeah. A tough one.
That's sour grapes.
I'd be fuming.
Would you?
I'd be right, mate.
You would have got sent off.
100% I'd get sent off. 3-2 down, and you've got a corner in the 111th minute, and you're thinking, I'm sticking everyone in the box. And Annie Taylor's like, half time. You'd be fuming. Imagine that was England.
I thought it was funny.
Imagine that was England. We'd be going nuts. Beers flying around, people are going mental.
So, elsewhere in this group, Portugal beat Uruguay.
With a non-Ronaldo goal.
Yeah, he's a weird little man, isn't he? I don't like him anymore.
Those of you who haven't seen it, he's claimed it across from Fernandez that's gone in, and he's claiming he flicked it.
Right, and he didn't.
He never flicked it, but he celebrated like he headed it in the top corner.
It's a bit embarrassing.
Weird.
What?
He's just desperate to prove
doesn't
play
for United anymore, I don't care.
Doesn't play for anyone.
Jog on.
He's Portuguese, that's it.
Yeah, one of the Saudi teams have just put like massive money down for him.
Really?
Yeah. Like big bit, like silly money,
and he'll go do it
like 250 million a year or something stupid.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thanks mate. So yeah, in the group, Portugal on 6, they're through. Ghana are second on 3. Korea and Uruguay both on 1. Yeah. So going into the final game, Portugal will play Korea,
yeah,
and Ghana and Uruguay. So still all to play for.
I think Korea get a result against Portugal. Portugal through. I think Portugal rest a few.
Yeah.
Which is a bit dodgy. But South Korea aren't going to have a bloody manager. He's not allowed. He's suspended. Could actually be suspended for a World Cup game.
I think he's a bit of an idiot. Like, what are you doing?
Your mum's an emotional game, mate. And sometimes you've got to tell Anthony Taylor what you think of him.
Some people describe him today as red day in the World Cup because it was Manchester United dominated. Sorry, Casemiro also scored. Come on, what about Casemiro's goal?
Came off someone's bum, didn't it? Volleyed into someone's bum.
It's a good goal.
It was a good finish, good technique.
Fernandez cool as a cucumber.
Bags. What else? Say it. Two players scored as a Man United.
How many Spurs players scored today?
None. Yeah. But how many future Spurs players scored today? That's the question.
What, Ronaldo?
We're going to be connected with everyone now.
Is Ronaldo signing?
Definitely not signing for Spurs.
All right, so before we wrap this thing up, do we want to have a little update? Because I got an update today. So we had a few people, after Dean was on the show, a few people asked, they wanted an update on how Dean's experience at the World Cup was. So for anyone listening that doesn't know, our mate... Dean Robinson is living in Israel, but he went to Qatar for 3 days.
He was there for four, maybe. Wasn't
4 days, yeah. So they went to 3 games. So they went to Brazil, Serbia, Wales, Iran, USA and England.
Yep.
And
he dressed all the way up.
He dressed all the way up. He got the local garments on. And, yep. So he said he had a really good time. He said, don't believe anything the media are saying. He said it is really well put together. 500,000 people from all over the world in the same city at the same time. He said it was great. He said that the lack of booze around the stadium was perfect. He said there was no fighting, no like drunken mess, and you didn't need to go for a piss every 5 minutes.
Sounds like Dean.
He said, but then you can get your fill of drink in the fan zones, which was great. The accommodation was $100 a night for a top-of-the-range tent.
Top of the range tent.
Yeah, that's what he described it as. But he did say that the toilets were very smelly because you've got half a million blokes using the toilets at the same time. And there was something in the news today saying that there was a problem with overflowing of sewage into the tent areas.
God. That's horrific.
He said that the place would be upside down if there was more alcohol, though. But the food, the people, and the place are all great. Stadium food was shite. To be honest, the transportation was amazing. It was free unless you wanted a taxi, but the buses to and from the grounds were all free. Overall, the media are bluffing cunts, and I'd go back tomorrow.
There you have it.
He also said he was very surprised at how nice of a place it is.
Is this his Yelp review for Qatar? Is this Doha by Dean?
I'm saying, has he got a little pay packet here? The propaganda machine whirling?
He's been paid off.
He has, hasn't he? He got his tent for free.
A lot of fans are saying that it's really well done.
Yeah, it's supposed to be good.
So
everyone that's been so far that we've spoken to is having a good old time.
Good time.
So me and you stuck here.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Do you want to fly out there?
Oh, do what? To Doha?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the door and finish the pod.
Yeah.
Do you want to fly? Yeah. Yeah. Cheers, mate.
That's it, it's over.
Done.
Wait, do you want to go?
To Doha?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Not fancy it?
I can't bother a long flight.
It's shit, isn't
it? How long's a flight?
Probably about 24 hours.
I'm a cheap wanker, so I'll sit in the cheap seats.
You probably have to go.
Really uncomfortable.
I think Jamara did Phoenix, London.
Doha.
He might have done direct to Doha.
Yeah, I think they do.
Because they would have done, right?
Well, you can do London to Dubai.
That's what you did.
Say that.
That's what you did.
Say that again.
London to Dubai.
London to Dubai. And then Dubai to Doha.
Dubai to Doha. Yeah. So you could probably do LAX as well.
Yeah.
I bet LAX has got a direct flight to Dubai.
It does. To Dubai.
Have you looked it up?
No. I know. I've got a friend who lives in Dubai who flies Phoenix LAX, LAX Dubai.
Why don't we go see him?
Because he's in Phoenix right now.
Well, we can stay at his gaff.
Yeah, he's empty.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Dubai.
Let's have it.
And we'll just jib in for the playoffs. To see England inevitably lose in the quarterfinals on penalties.
To see the greatest player of a generation not get played. Fucking Phil Foden on the bench. It annoys me. It really grinds my gears.
Side note, speaking of greatest of the generation, should we talk about my pace?
Yeah, we could if you want.
Yeah. Are we done with World Cup talk?
Yeah, go on.
So,
I've got nothing else to say.
Past challenge. Well, Thanksgiving, I was over at a friend's.
Friends.
Don't think he listens to the show.
Maybe.
But he'd had a few wines and he was getting a bit giddy. And he made a comment that handsome Mark Bloxham, who plays for our Phoenix Celtic soccer team, is faster than me. And when I said, nah, he was blown away. He couldn't have been more confident that Marco was faster than me.
You beat him by a good measure.
Mate, I did. High stepped it home.
So he had a 100-yard race. No, 50-yard race. 50. Outside the 100, pub.
100-yard loss.
Outside the pub, and you... you beat him. Comfortably.
I warned him that I would do anything to win.
Yeah.
And he didn't see it coming.
He didn't heed your warning.
I think he thought he was going to blow me away.
I think he did. He was very confident.
I came out fast.
And I was challenged to a race, which I stepped up to, and... The challenger backed out, he bottled it.
Poor.
I was ready to go.
Yeah. I was quite proud of myself. I'm rapido.
We'll get some rematches sorted out for the later stages of the tournament.
I need a gold medal.
And then another friend challenged an Olympic runner to a sprint.
I lost by a mile.
Yeah, I lost by a country mile.
That was
mile.
Silly, wasn't it?
That was foolish.
Yeah.
What else you got going on? Anything else? Any plans for the rest of the tournament?
You should keep watching, really.
Yeah.
That was a liquid podcast.
What was, wasn't it?
Might be a liquid toilet soon once this fly in the salad settles.
Yeah, if you get food poisoning, die, mate. It's been emotional.
What did the next pod from there?
What, from the grave? All right, cheers, everyone. Tuesday, we'll be down at the Brick and Barley in Tempe if anyone wants to come down. And if not, enjoy the rest of the matches this week. We'll be back next week. Cheers. Say bye, Thomas.
Oh, goodbye.
Football pie all over his shirt.